Psachim per Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Ahoylech lishchot es pischo v'lamolas beno. V'lechol sudas erisin bebeis chamov. If a person's going to do a mitzvah, it's any of these cases. And really, the Mefarshim explain, it's any mitzvah. And he's doing this on the 14th Erev Pesach. So he's going to shecht his carbon Pesach, or to do bris milah, or eat a sudas erisin. At the time of Chazal, they used to have a sudas erisin separate from a suda of nisuin. The Beis Chamav in his father-in-law's house, mashma that he is the chosin himself. Why dafka are we talking about a case where he is the chosin? Some want to learn that it's mashma from here that the only mitzvah of going to a chasana is only your own chasana. However, the Magen Avraham brings the Rambam that says it's not true, that if a person goes to any chasana or any sudas erisin, it's all called a sudas mitzvah. So therefore, why does the Mishnah have to chap on the Beis Chamav, dafka guy's own simcha? Why couldn't it be anybody else's simcha? So Reb Kiva Eger brings a prichadosh, because there are certain times where you can go to a chasana where it's not really a mitzvah, because they really, l'chatchila, shouldn't be getting married. But there are certain cases that it wasn't really a mitzvah. However, there is one case that's always a mitzvah, if you yourself are the chasan. So that's why the Mishnah talks about that case, because he's going to do a mitzvah. But anyway, all these cases, a person's going to do a mitzvah, it's Erev Pesach, but he still has a mitzvah beer chametz. So what does he do? V'niska sheyesh lo chametz b'seich beis, when he remembers that he has chametz in his house, im yachol lachzor levar v'lachzor lemitzvaso yachzor v'yavar. If he can go back and do bir chametz, and go back to his mitzvah and do the bris milah, or the karban pesach, or all these other things, so he should go back and do bir chametz, and then continue and finish his mitzvah. V'im lav, but if he doesn't have time to do both of them, mivatlo belibo, he can mivatl it with his lave. So what does it mean, belibo? So the Melech Shlomo brings the Ran. The Ran says that there are those that say, it doesn't mean in his lave, dafka, it just means he doesn't have to hear what he says, but he still has to say that he's being mivatl the chametz. That it's not enough just to think it. Now, what would be, though, if it's after the sixth hour? What does he do? What if he can't do both, and he can't do bittel anymore? Does the mitzvah of getting rid of chametz, is that more important than these other mitzvahs? So that's a whole big discussion with the Achronim. It's very geschmack of sugya. If anyone has time, there's a Reb Kiveger on this. However, the Mishnah continues, lahatzel min hanochrim. But if it's a case, again, this is before the time that he needs to be mevatelet, so he can still be mevatelet. If he's going to save people from different girsas, whether it's nachrim or bandits, umin ha-nahar, or from a river, umin ha-listim, those that actually had bandits by nachrim, they didn't have the word listim here, that Taisi Yantiv brings. Umin ha-dleika, or from fire, lo-olein, umin ha-mapoiles, or from collapsed buildings. Yevata belibo. All these cases, because of pekuach nefesh, obviously that's always doicha, but the case in this case is that he obviously had enough time to go and still save these people. He can go back and do bir chametz and still have enough time to go save them. Nevertheless, he shouldn't. He should rely on the diaraisa of being mevato belev. And that's what he should do, even lechatchila. He should continue on his way and not stop. V'lishbois shvises harashus yachzer miyad. However, a person, the way the Rav explains what this is talking about is eruvei tchumen, where he's setting up shop for an eruvei tchumen, and he's not doing it for a mitzvah, he then has to go back right away, because there he's not even being osik with a mitzvah. See, the obvious kasha is, we learned in Erevin, that the only time you're allowed to say up an Erev Tchumen is dafka for a Dvar mitzvah. So what could be a case where you're doing it L'Dvar Rishus? So first of all, I think I recall that there's a machlekes that there are those that hold that B'di'eved, if one did set it up, even for a Dvar Rishus, he can use that Erev. So I'm not sure what the problem with saying that is. Nevertheless, this is Taisus's kasha, and he learns Lishbos Shvisas Arashus a different way than we're learning here with the Rav. However, Reb Kiva Eger brings a Magen Avraham based on a Bach that holds that the only time that a person requires an Erev for a Dvar Mitzvah is Dafka if he's setting up the Erev Tchumen with Pas. However, we know that that's not the only way that you need to set up an Erev. You can also set up an Erev without Pas by you standing and actually being Shavas in a certain place. If you're Shavas in a certain place, then even if it's not for a Dvar Mitzvah, it's mutter. The only were makel by pas by a Dvar Mitzvah. That's what the Bach says. And therefore, it's very good that the Mishnah is specifically dealing with a case where the guy was going himself, not with pas, but rather he himself was going to stand and be Shavas in a certain place before Shabbos. If that's the case, Yachzer Miyad, he should go back right away to do Bir Chametz.